Okay, come on. It's bedtime. In the bed. That's it. Okay, hold on. Gotta tuck you in. Gonna get you all cozy. There you go. Now, you need to get some sleep. Of course, you get a bedtime story. Which one do you want? Goldilocks and the Three Bears. That's a good one. Okay, hold on. Okay, Goldilocks it is. Ready? Okay. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in a house in the forest. There was a great big father bear, a middle-sized mother bear, and a tiny baby bear. One morning, their breakfast porridge was too hot to eat, so they decided to go for a walk in the forest. While they were out, a little girl called Goldilocks came through the trees and found their house. She knocked on the door, and as there was no answer, she pushed it open and went inside. In front of her was a table with three chairs, one large chair, one middle-sized chair, and one small chair. On the table were three bowls of porridge, one large bowl, one middle-sized bowl, and one small bowl, and three spoons. Goldilocks was hungry, and the porridge looked so good. So she sat in the great big chair, picked up the large spoon, and tried some of the porridge from the big bowl. But the chair was very big and very hard. The spoon was heavy, and the porridge too hot. Goldilocks jumped off quickly and went over to the middle-sized chair. But this chair was far too soft, and when she tried the porridge from the middle-sized bowl, it was too cold. So she went over to the little chair and picked up the smallest spoon and tried some of the porridge from the tiny bowl. This time, it was neither too hot nor too cold. It was just right, and so delicious that she ate it all up. But she was too heavy for the little chair, and it broke in pieces under her weight. Next, Goldilocks went upstairs, where she found three beds. There was a great big bed, a middle-sized bed, and a tiny little bed. By now, she was feeling rather tired, so she climbed into the big bed and lay down. The big bed was very hard and far too big. Then she tried the middle-sized bed, but that was far too soft. So she climbed into the tiny little bed. It was neither too hard nor too soft. In fact, it felt just right. All cozy and warm, and in no time at all, Goldilocks fell fast asleep. In a little while, the three bears came back from their walk in the forest. They saw at once that someone had pushed open the door, and they walked inside. Papa Bear said with a growly voice, "Someone has been sitting in my chair." Mother Bear said in a quiet, gentle voice, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair." Then Little Baby Bear said in a small, squeaky baby voice, "Someone has been sitting in my chair and has broken it." Then Father Bear looked at his bowl of porridge and saw the spoon in it, and he said in a great big growly voice, "Somebody has been eating my porridge." Then Mother Bear saw that her bowl had a spoon in it and said in her quiet voice, Somebody has been eating my porridge. Little Bear looked at his porridge bowl and said in his small, squeaky baby voice, "Somebody has been eating my porridge and has eaten it all up." Then the three bears went upstairs, and Father Bear saw at once that his bed was untidy, and he said in his great, big, growly voice, "Somebody has been sleeping in my bed." Mother Bear saw that her bed, too, had the bedclothes turned back, and said in her quiet, gentle voice, "Somebody has been sleeping in my bed." Then Little Bear looked at his bed and said in his small, squeaky baby voice, "Somebody is sleeping in my bed." He squeaked so loudly that Goldilocks woke up with a start. She jumped out of bed and away she ran, down the stairs and out into the forest. And the three bears never saw her again. The end.